I got a real sad note this week, and this note here. Now, this was an actual note, and I pray, and I hope that you'll really listen to the broadcast this week, because I really hope that it'll be a blessing to each one of you up under the sound of my voice. But this is a suicide note that was took off the lapel of a young man in a hotel room they found in New York City. And I had got it this week, and so I said I would like to read it to our broadcast, because the thing about it is, I mean, listen, it's just the way that this world is going nowadays. They're blowing their brains out. They're going crazy. They don't know what's happening. They don't see no hope, no way out, and they just feel that nobody loves them, nobody cares. They done tried sex and drugs and alcohol. They done tried everything else in this world, and AA can't cure them, and the psychiatrist can't cure them, and the pep pills can't cure them, and so they just don't know no way out, amen? And so this is the note that they found on this man's lapel in his hotel room in New York City. And this is what he said. He left his last will and testament. He said, "To my mother and father, I leave to them all the sorrow that they can bear in their old age. I leave to my brothers and sisters all the disgrace that they can endure. To my wife, knowledge of a husband who made his marriage vows a lie. To my children, I leave a drunken father, and to God Almighty, an immortal soul." Amen? And so that's what Brother John is saying. This man felt that there was no hope, that nobody could change him, that nobody could help him. And my friend, I want you to know, do you know what killed that man? Do you really know what killed him? S-I-N. That simple little three-letter word, sin. S-I-N. Did you know, isn't it amazing that God wrote the whole Bible? He wrote the whole Bible down there, and in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, you never find no sin. But whenever Genesis chapter 3 begins, after the serpent come in and beguiled Eve, it took 1,886 chapters for God to try to define and tell us what that little three-letter word, sin, would do to people and to do to this creation of people that God Almighty placed on this world. You say, Brother Johnny, sin? Yes, my friend, sin. S-I-N. Amen? It wasn't the man's drinking. It was the sin. That's exactly what did it. That started from our parents in the Garden of Eden. You say, Brother Johnny, there ain't no such thing as sin. Amen? Won't you come up here? Let me knock a knot on your head. Amen? Amen. Sin? What? If you think there ain't no such thing as sin, I want to ask you a question. I got an article about a woman that had got jealous of her own husband because he loved their little girl down there, and she took her own child and baked that little child in the oven and put an apple in her mouth and presented that child to her husband when he come home from afternoon because she was jealous of her husband. My friend, mentally deranged because of sin and debauchery in this world. That's what caused something like that. What would cause a daddy to come in a drunken stupor and took his little three-year-old boy, turned the eyes up on electric stove, and placed his little boy up on top there and burned his feet so bad that the little boy will be lame all the days of his life. S-I-N, Brother Johnny. That's the cause of it. That's the devil. Amen. That's him, sin. That's exactly what the devil does, how that he destroys and ruins a life out there. Now, the question this week, amen, because I get a lot of questions all the time, and one of the questions this week, which naturally had to do with the election and the primary and all the conventions and stuff like this. And so this week, because it was like during the desert storm, I always get asked a lot of questions and things like this. So somebody asked me a question, said, "Brother Johnny, amen, where would be a good place for Jesse Jackson to run?" Amen. Well, I had to think just for a second, amen, just for a second, amen, because it didn't take me very long to come up with an answer for this one. Where do you think Jesse Jackson ought to run, amen? Because you know he's always trying to get himself in some kind of politics, amen? He's always trying to get in somewhere. So the fastest answer that I can think of, where Jesse Jackson ought to run, I say that Jesse Jackson ought to run in front of my truck. Amen? Amen. So that's my answer. Oh, where do I think Jesse Jackson ought to run? Amen. Amen, Brother Johnny. He said, "I don't like it." Amen. You ain't paying for the broadcast. It don't cost you nothing. Amen. Amen. But anyway, I got some news for you, my friend. You up under the sound of my voice. Amen. That if you're trying to put your hopes in the Republicans and the Democrats and Ross Perot, He's done let you down. Amen. He's done cut on back down to Texas. Amen. And so you folks would run around with your parole stickers. Amen. You look kind of silly right now. Amen. So anyway, I'd like to say this, and I'm trying to tell you the truth. Listen to this preacher. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 6, the Bible says that one day the governments of this whole universe is going to rest on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, I want you to know that that's the only man that you better put your confidence and faith and trust and hope in that's going to straighten out this ungodly world. Amen. In fact, I can imagine next time that it'll be Jesse Jackson and Rodney King from Los Angeles probably running together, president and vice president. Amen. Amen. Because he'll run with any dog. Amen. That'll run with him. Amen. Amen. Now, listen, I got a song that I want to play you this morning. Last Sunday I was in Rossville, Georgia, and we had wrote Sister Linda and her husband, Brother Herschel, and told them that we was coming, and we asked them that if they would sing us a song, a special song, that we really would. And so Sister Linda was so kind, and she sung us this song. Amen. And she sung us this song. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to say something. Bless God. Amen. Let's just enjoy the Lord here for a little bit. And then I'm going to sing you a song, and then we're going to get started the message. You know what made me sick this week? As I was thumbing the TV knobs, amen, you couldn't get nothing on the stinking TV down there except all them lies and all that garbage and all that, how that they was going to help you and how that you was going to get a new home and you was going to get a new apartment and you was going to get a new suit, you was going to get a new whole new load of watermelons, and boy, I mean, you was just going to, I mean, bless God, that I mean, and boy, listen, I ain't never seen, I mean, them people act so religious. I mean, oh, listen, even old Bill Clinton, he was up there, he was a quoting scripture, amen. You heard him, amen. You heard him yourself. He said, listen, he said, well, there's no vision, the people perish, amen. So that's quoting scripture, amen. And then he told everybody else, he said, boy, we're going to have a new covenant, amen. Well, I want you to know, God made seven covenants with this world, amen. And my friend, you can bank on them covenants, amen. Amen. But I guarantee you the one Bill and Al Capone Gore makes, amen, amen. I'll guarantee you one thing, you better not put your confidence in that, amen, amen. But anyway, I was just one, they was a quoting scripture, and they were showing how, what a poor little old boy he was. Ain't that a bunch of junk, amen? If you believe that, amen, listen, you need a knot rubbed on your, knocked on your head so high, you need a ladder to scratch it, amen, Brother John, amen, amen. But listen, amen, and listen, and here he is up there, he's talking about his family morals, and he's talking about his family morals, and he's a quoting scriptures, and buddy, I mean, he's just him and old Gore, they just trying to be the best guy. Boy, they flash that television screen out there, and of all people in their congregation was old Ted Chappaquiddy Kennedy, amen. There he was out there. There was old Ted Kennedy and Tip O'Neill and all them bunch of thugs and congressmen and whoremongers and adulterers and drunks and dope heads and queers and everything. Amen, Brother Johnny, amen. And I thought to myself, my. It just flashed in my mind. I guess I'm just because I'm an old country preacher, and I begin to think about these things down there, and I just begin to think, you say, because see, I believe the Bible, amen. Now, I don't know what you, I don't care what you do, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm a Bible believer. I don't only really believe what's in the Bible, I believe what's on the outside of the Bible, where it says Holy Bible, amen. I believe it's holy. I believe it's a holy book, amen. You say, Brother Johnny, you mean you one of them old-time fundamentalists that really believe the Bible? Yes, sir, amen. According to Genesis chapter 3, if you just read that one chapter right there, if you'll find out, amen, can man ever stop what God said would happen in this world, then maybe you might be able to convince me. But amen, before we get started, boy, listen, I'm a Bible believer. Brother Johnny is a Bible believer, amen, because, you know, in Genesis chapter 3, God said, listen to this now, amen, you don't believe the Bible, let me show you some things. And the Bible said in Genesis chapter 3 that God promised a woman that as long as she would bear children in this world, that she would have pain go down to the jaws of death every time that she got ready to deliver a child. Has that stopped? Has man improved on that? No, sir. When a woman gets ready to have a child, it's like going down to the jaws in the valley of death herself. And God said himself that that's exactly the way it be. So I believe that. Not only that, God said that there would be thorns and thistles all over this world. I don't care what a farmer is. I don't care what a good crop he's got out there. I'll guarantee you he never has to plant thorns and thistles. Amen. They grow up wild. They grow up everywhere because it's the curse that God Almighty said that he put on this planet Earth, and it will not be lifted Woo! Glory to God. Until the Prince of Glory comes back and he removes this curse. And the next thing God said it would be is exactly what I'm doing right now. A sweating up a storm. Amen. I want you to know, amen, God said that as long as man, as long as the curse would be on this planet Earth, that man would have sweat, that he would sweat the would come from his brow. Not only that, but God said that man would have to labor all the days of his life. Amen. I guess that don't qualify to politicians. Amen. Amen. And man still has to labor. I'll tell you something else God said. I'll tell you something else he said. You know what else he said? He said that a man, that he said, the minute you eat this forbidden fruit, that you shall surely die. Have people stopped dying? Amen. You know people hadn't stopped dying. Amen. People still dying every day. And that's the reason I preach like I do. Because as long as man dies, amen, I'm still going to preach this gospel. Amen. I'll tell you something else. Amen. He put a curse on a serpent. You ever seen a curse? Ever seen a snake walking around on a tree? No, sir. But I guarantee you, it does just exactly what God said he would do. He would crawl on his belly all the days of his life. Amen. Is that right? Amen. You know that's the truth. Amen. So that's what Brother John is saying. That's just a few. Amen. I'm trying to run out of time here. Amen. But I want to show you something. I want to ask you a question. What would you happen to you think here this last Thursday night? This Thursday night when Al Gore and Bill Clinton and all that bunch was up there, and they was a quoting scripture, and they was bragging on Jesus and talking about how good of people they are, how that they love folks, and how that they want to see this country better, how that they're going to improve everything, and everybody going to make everybody a whole lot better person. I wonder, what do you think would have happened about that time out of the back, very back part of the congregation, out of the back part of the congregation? All of a sudden, a man would have walked in the door of that, of Madison Square Garden in New York City, and all of a sudden he began to thunder out, "Here, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker," and they'd all turned and they'd looked at that man, and it'd have been a man standing there, all about 5'5", and brother, listen, he'd have had locusts and wild honey running out the corner of his mouth, and he'd have had camel skin on, and his name was John the Baptist, and he said, "Listen, I've been hearing y'all talking about quoting that scripture, and y'all been talking about how good you love this man, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I want to present to you the Lord of Glory." And he says, "Y'all been bragging on him for about 3 days up here. He wants to come up here and preach a little message." Amen. I just wonder what would have happened, because they couldn't refuse him, and the cameras all over the world would have been on the Lord Jesus Christ when he'd have walked up there, amen, up to that podium up there, and he began to talk. I believe, bless God, brother, I believe that his text would have been, "Ye hypocrites," amen, "you honor me with your lips, but your heart is so far from me," amen. I believe, bless God, old Bill Clinton, amen. You remember in the 8th chapter of John's Gospel when Jesus wrote, when they caught that woman in the very act of adultery, when he caught that woman in the very act of adultery, when he wrote in the sand, and all of his people began to leave, I believe, bless God, Jesus would have pointed his finger at him, and he said, "Bill, amen, do you remember Jennifer Flowers?" Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I believe old Bill Clinton went ahead and said, "Yes, Lord, I do." I believe, bless God, he'd have looked out through that crowd. Amen. Because, you know, Gore, and listen, amen, Gore and old Clinton down there, they're for aborting babies. Amen. They're for putting the queers in office. Amen, Brother Johnny. I believe, bless God, that Jesus would have preached him some messages out of the book of Leviticus down there. Amen. That every queer was took outside the city and stoned. Every man that killed a child, that he was took out and stoned to death. Amen. Amen. He didn't care what the Republicans and what the Democrats would have done. I believe that he would have looked at Oreo Cookie Jackson. You say, "Who's that?" That's Jesse Jackson. That means black on the outside, but he wants to be white on the inside. Amen. I believe, bless God, he'd have looked at Oreo Cookie and he'd have said, "Oreo Cookie, you go around and call yourself a reverend." Amen. And if there's anything that I believe that makes God sick, it's for a preacher to go around and call himself reverend. Amen. The 109th Psalm, amen, it's mentioned one time in the Bible, but by the name of Reverend, and is talking about God Almighty himself. And preacher, you go around calling yourself a reverend. May God forgive you. Amen. You got so much pride in your life, and you stick out your little chicken chest. Amen. Bless God, one time in the Bible, and it's in reverence to God. Amen. You're a brother, but bless God, you're not a reverend. Amen. You know what the word reverend means? It means terrible. Amen. And why don't you just go out on your mailbox, bless God, instead of putting reverend so-and-so, why don't you just, bless God, tell the truth, amen, and put it right, terrible so-and-so, amen, amen, bless God, I'm running out of time, amen. But I'd like to say that I believe that, bless God, the Lord would look out down through that congregation, amen, bless God, he'd see all them people out there, amen, listen, he'd see old Barney out there with all of his queers, and he'd see all their liquor drinking, he'd see all their race mixing, amen, and bless God, he'd look at old Ted Kennedy and said, remember that girl, amen, that drowned in that car wreck in Chappaquiddy, down there, amen. Ted Kennedy, bless God, you don't need to be a Catholic. Well, glory to God, but you need to be saved because of marvelous grace. Amen. Amen, Brother Johnny. Amen. You say you're going to catch it, Brother Johnny. Hey, my friend, I got news for you. I've been catching it for 24 years, and it is. Why don't you get in the battle? There's plenty of room out there for you. Amen, Brother Johnny. Bless God, there's one thing about it. Amen. I'll guarantee you one thing. People, when they get through hearing me preach, they don't have to scratch their head and say, I wonder what side he's on. Amen. I'll tell you whose side I'm on. Well, glory to God. I'm on God's side. That's whose side I'm on. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Sister Linda, I don't know if she's going to get the same today or not. Amen. I'm enjoying this. Amen. I could just see my friend. I want you to know that, bless God, these little old nincompoops get up there, and they're trying to tell you what they're going to do for the next 4 years. I'm trying to tell you, according to this Bible, Isaiah chapter 9, or the whole book of Isaiah, it will tell you that when Christ is going to come back and set his foot on planet Earth, you know what he's going to do? He's going to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. And I believe that news photographers will come from all over the world. I believe it'll be Dan Lather and all that bunch down there, Barbara Wallflower and Andy Rooney and a whole bunch down there. And you know what I believe will happen? I believe, bless God, after they leave that press conference with Jesus, I believe that every one of them will run to their telephones, and they'll be calling Houston and Los Angeles and Nashville, and they'll be calling everywhere else, and they'll shake their head in the tears. Why, glory to God, we'll roll down their face, and they'll say just exactly what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 9. Said, he's wonderful. Oh, he's just a wonderful person I ever met in my life. And you know why he's wonderful? You know why he's wonderful to me? Why he ought to be wonderful to you? Because he died for me and you and our sins. And because, my friend, if he wouldn't have come and suffered and died, God had no alternative but to send me and you to hell. Amen. God don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Amen. He don't care, amen, about your baptism. He don't care about your speaking in tongues. He don't care about you being a good person. But he does want to know, amen. Well, glory to God. And you've been saved by God's grace. That's all that matters to him. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the blood. Is your name been recorded in heaven today? Amen. I know that I'm about out of time. Amen. I wanted to preach a message today. Amen. That, listen, while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. While he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And my friend, I want you to know that when Jesus Christ went to that cross, he was thinking about you. He was thinking about me. He drank that cup of sin for every person, every pervert, every drunk, every doper, every whore, every person has ever been. And he said, now, Father, I'm going to lay down my life for them. And Father, will you forgive them for their sin? That's the first thing he said on the cross. Father, forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. And my friend, I want you to know, amen, I want to play you this song. I've got to. It's such a blessing. And I want you to listen to this song. But my friend, most of all, I want to ask you something. Are you saved? Do you know beyond a shadow? Listen, my friend, don't bank your future and all the money you got and your social standing and your economy on what the politicians are going to do. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said the last day that your money wouldn't be worth a dime, that it would deflate so little that you'd take it in the streets and you'd cast it in the streets, and it wouldn't be worth a plug nickel. And I'm telling you the Lord's truth. As sure as I stand before this microphone this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. He's got to come back. He's got to come back soon. Amen. And I believe this. If you would have been the only sinner in this world, he would have come and died for you. John 3:16. for God so loved you, God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Please listen to this song. And this is going to be our final thing. May God bless you. Pray for us this week. We're going to be up in Cleveland, Tennessee. Pray for us. And I hope this song will be a blessing to you. May God bless you.
Yes, when he was on.